Looking out for John and Jane Q. Public. This is Forward Forum with John Quinlan on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic 92.1.
And welcome to Forward Forum and Adventures in Broadcasting. We're here broadcasting live from the Madison Senior Center, a very special event. It's also Madison School Board Candidates Forum. And we're delighted to have all four candidates for the two seats that are available coming up on April 4th. For seat one, Maya Cole and Arlene Silvera. And for seat two, Lucy Mathiak and Juan Jose Lopez. And welcome to all four candidates. Glad to have you here in Forward Forum.
Good morning.
Thanks for showing up on a Saturday morning.
Thank you.
And here with my co-host, Laura Goodconnect. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, John.
And we have in the beginnings of a studio audience that we hope we're glad to have you all here. And we hope this will build as we go on. And we hope to keep this whole morning a very interactive discussion about the events that affect students in the schools. And this morning we want to focus especially on the issues that affect students in and families in Madison's various minority communities. And so while we'll be asking general questions, we also want to very much kind of keep that frame in mind as we go through the morning. We've had a chance to talk to the candidates a little bit and also tell you, I guess, in some of the ways that this might be a little bit different than some of the other forums that you're a part of, because it is a broadcast. We want to keep things kind of conversational, interesting as much as we can. We're going to ask you to just be conscious as much as you can. Laura will help as a timekeeper in some informal sense, but try to keep, you know, answers down to a couple minutes or so. And we will try to also give you the opportunity from time to time to be more interactive and perhaps to ask questions and clarifications of each other, that kind of thing. Again, the overall goal here is to give voters a chance to see where you stand on the issues and to give you a chance to contrast where your stands lie, you know, vis-a-vis your opponent, too. So that's the important goal here. And knowing all four of you, I know that you'll be cooperative and helpful toward that goal, and we're really glad to have you here this morning. A couple of thank yous as we get started. This is an effort that is the result of some important coalition building here in Madison. And two groups that we want to recognize at the outset that help bring this about are Communities United and MAFAC. To begin with MAFAC, it is a group whose mission is to inform, support, and advocate for families and students of African descent in the public schools. Coalition with a dual purpose to assist those families in obtaining the best possible educational experiences and opportunities for their children and to affect systemic anti-racist change in the public school system. And we will be hearing more from members of MAFAC throughout the morning. The other group is a group that I'm especially proud to be a longtime member of, and that's Communities United. And this is a group that, Juan, you can help me here. I guess it goes back about 7 or 8 years, is that right?
It's a spinoff of what was formerly called the Black and Brown Roundtable. And then a group of people took it on and started Communities United after Dr. Brown, Santiago Rosas, and myself had started the Black and Brown Roundtable here in Dane County.
And it's a very exciting group. Again, its beginnings with dialogue between Black and Latino community members, and it's since expanded to include Asian American people, American Indians, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender community, Jewish community, and all manner of folks who are interested in advancing civil rights in town. And it's a pretty precious resource here. And if folks are interested in this, we'll post more information on the station's website at themic921.com. But for the time being, anyway, and for our next meeting, generally we meet on the second Mondays at noon at Madison Gas and Electric, and that location may be changing, but you can find us there next month. Well, I wanted to start out the morning kind of break from that two-minute rule and just kind of give each of you a chance to introduce yourselves with just an emphasis on some of the backgrounds and experiences that you bring that would serve you well as a school board member, and then specifically why you are running for school board. And we'll try to mix it up as we go along, but in this case, why don't we start on the far left here, and Maya Cole running for seat one. And because this is radio, I think we also emphasize we're going to try to make sure that as everybody speaks, if I neglect to introduce you each time, we'll have you do that as well, so folks are aware of that. And again, we have two different seats coming up. All of these seats are at large, so everyone in the district has a chance to vote for them. In this case, this is a seat that was formerly held by school board member Bill Keyes, and it's an open seat, and Maya Cole and Arlene Silvera are the two candidates, and we'll start with Maya Cole.
Thank you, John, and thanks to the mic for doing this. I think it's very important, and I'm glad that you invited everyone here.
You're welcome. Thanks.
I'm Maya Cole. I have three boys that attend Madison Schools. They're twins that are 6 and a 9-year-old, and I just got them off to different daycare providers so that I could be here. Why am I doing this? Long story short is that I grew up in Florida, and my parents didn't graduate from high school. Education became a very important thing in my life. My parents really emphasized education, and it took me quite a while to figure out how to go through college and high school. And I feel it's very important that some of the things that I've learned as someone who came from that segment of population of the free and reduced lunch, that I take some of the things that I've learned and help advocate for other kids, especially in this district where we're seeing numbers that those kids and kids of color are increasing. I come from a background of science. I have a degree in conservation biology, and I was a zookeeper, which I think helps when you're going to be on a school board.
You want to elaborate on that?
Well, I didn't take care of primates, but I took care of almost everything else. And sometimes a lot of this ends up being a lot of animal behavior going around. But seriously, I've also volunteered in the schools. I have always felt strongly that the teachers that take care of my kids spend more time with my kids than my own family does. And I feel very honored when I can have a relationship with a teacher and that she or he trusts me to go into the classroom and volunteer. So I had a close relationship with a lot of teachers, both preschool and at Franklin. And when I told them that I was going to run for school board, they thought I was kind of crazy. they had seen me volunteering in the classroom. And I think my personality in the classroom is one where it's very child-centered. I'm surrounded by kids right now, and I think that that's something that serves me well when serving on a school board because I have a focus of young kids. I don't work outside of the home. This is my life right now. So, that's about it.
Okay. Again, Maya Cole is a candidate for seat 1, and her opponent in for that seat is Arlene Silvera. Arlene, welcome to Forward Forum.
Thanks, John. Good morning, everyone. Excuse my cold. My name is Arlene Silvera, and I'm running for Madison School Board for seat number 1. I'm a parent, a taxpayer, and a businesswoman in the Madison Metropolitan School District. I've been active in the school for many years. I have a daughter in eighth grade at Cherokee Middle School, and so I've been active since she was in kindergarten, and have done a lot of things which I'd like to share with you. I think this is a campaign about their children and their needs, and I think we have to focus on our children and keep the focus on that in the campaign. Schools play a critical role in that. They provide guidance, education, a chance for children to explore themselves, learn their potential, and learn about themselves in this world. And that's why I think this is very important. I've been an activist in school since my daughter was in kindergarten. I was president of the Leopold Elementary School PFO. I'm currently president of the Cherokee Middle School PTO, both schools that are very diverse, socioeconomically, racially, all the way. So we have a lot of experience working with programs with children of color, low-income children, and the like. I was a steering committee member of Madison Cares, which is the pro-referenda group last May that was supporting the 3 school referenda. And I also represented Cherokee on the West Memorial Demographics Task Force, which was the group that recently got together to deal with the overcrowding and growth issues in the Weston Memorial attendance areas. Business-wise, I have been at Promega Corporation for about 23 years. Right now I'm the director of marketing, and I have a lot of hands-on experience that I think will be very valuable to the board. I do budget planning myself. I do a lot of project management, bringing together diverse groups of people, working toward common goals, facilitation, negotiation, marketing communication background. I think a lot of these are skills that are would be very valuable on the board. If you look at the Madison School District, it has a budget of over $320 million. I think we have to start making good decisions, and I think we have to start looking at data, and we have to start ensuring that we're listening to the people in making those good decisions. I have a science background of molecular biology, a master's degree from the University of Connecticut. The company I work at is a scientific company, and we use scientific principles every day. So we do a lot of data analysis. We do a lot of trend analysis. Again, I think things that will help in the decision-making on the board. I believe in change, and I believe change is necessary. Continual improvement is the way I approach change. And I think that we have a strong foundation in the Madison School District on which we can build. And we have to work together, put programs together that we can continue to build on what is good and ensure that we're addressing the needs of all of our children. Thanks.
Again, for those of you keeping a scorecard at home, where we've referred now from the first two candidates for seat one, Maya Cole and Arlene Silvera, and now we're here from the two candidates for seat two, a seat that's currently held by incumbent Juan Jose Lopez, and we'll hear first from his opponent in this process, Lucy Mathiak. Lucy, good morning.
Good morning, John, and I also apologize. I think it would be fair to say, I don't know about you, Mr. Lopez, but most of us at this table, I have some form of a cold. So if you hear some coughing, it's not disparaging towards our opponents. It's just, this
you,
is
you
sort
know,
of like
a cynic might believe that you're all just doing this to elicit sympathy from the voters. And I, you know,
actually, I just wanted to be clear that I'm not practicing biological warfare.
Very good.
And I have vitamin C, and I share anybody who needs it. I'm a mom, and hence my offer to share my vitamin C. I'm a mom. I have two sons. One is 19, graduated from Madison East in 2004. The other is a junior at East this year. I adore my kids. I think it's mutual. One of my sons is black, one is white, and so I have experienced the school district from very, very, very different perspectives through each of my children and through their friends. For the last several years now, I have a large group of kids who congregate at my dinner table on a regular basis, or now that they're out of high school, the door opens around 9 o'clock at night and in they come. And they're a very diverse group. They include children whose parents are gay and lesbian couples, children who are from Puerto Rican, Chicano, biracial, other heritages that are basically not mainstream Caucasian. I also learned a lot as a parent who accompanied the East High cheerleading team, and this is one of my deep, dark confessions, to the national competitions at Florida and Minnesota, because when you go to those things, if you've ever seen Bring It On, that is, it looks like sort of a Hitler youth rally. It's a lot of white kids with blonde hair and the scrunchies. The East High team was the most diverse team I've ever seen. We had Khmer children. We had Chicano children. We had black and biracial. The white kids were the minority on the East team. And spending time traveling, when you drive kids places, when you spend a week with them in Florida, you learn a lot about their lives and their concerns and their aspirations. And I come out of all of these experiences, my experiences with the larger group of kids that I've come to know and be close with at East, very, very concerned about what we're not talking about in our schools right now. And that has to do with the hopes and aspirations of our children, whether or not we're really meeting them, what messages they get on a daily basis about their future and their success, what they come up against in terms of the ways that we address issues like school safety, discipline, other issues. And, you know, I this is not a personal issue with Mr. Lopez. I like him personally greatly. He's much prettier than I am. If you could, you know, he's much prettier on the radio than I am.
We'll be debating that later on.
but it's about really my feeling a need as a parent and as a citizen to push the envelope and to get some of these issues in full dialogue, to look at some of the ways that we could change things. I'm both a mom and I have 25 years experience at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. I work for the largest college, so that most of the kids who come into UW-Madison come in through our college. I'm concerned about whether or not we're preparing kids who are going to be able to stay in. And I don't mean just children of color. I mean all kids, because it is a very, very competitive world out there, not just at Madison, but at the state schools. And we need to be focusing on excellence in ways that we haven't been to date. I know about complex budgets. We've gone through budget cuts as a state institution for the last decade or more. I've gone through the process of saying, what can we keep doing? What do we value? And one of the things that I've been fortunate to do is I have a large cadre of very talented colleagues who work with areas that didn't exist when I came in to UW-Madison in 1972. They work with American Indian Student Services, Chicano Latino Student Services, African American Student Services, Southeast Asian, and so forth. As a group, and it's a fairly large group now, they have come up with some fabulous strategies that we ought to be looking at and talking about mirroring in our schools as ways of acknowledging the ability and the talents and the aspirations of all of our students, not just the ones who have the parents and the vocal advocates. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Again, that was Lucy Mathiak. She's one of the two candidates for seat two, a seat that's currently held by Juan Jose Lopez, who will be speaking next. Welcome, Juan.
Thank you, John, and thank you, Laura, also, because I know Laura pretty well, and I've seen her many times. And, John, I've been with you on the radio before.
That's
right. I got to say something. This is the most I've ever seen of Lucy, because other than that, I see her at Ellis Deli, because that's where I think your son worked or is working. But that's really at Ellis Deli where I've seen her, and we talked quite a few times. I'm originally from San Antonio, and I got to tell you a couple of things, because that will tell you what my values are and how I approach things. Because a lot of times when people run for office, they criticize people, or they're destructive towards people. And that's not my approach, because being brought up in a segregated, poor community in San Antonio as a Chicano male to a mother and a father who grew up poor, we weren't taught to do that. We were taught to lift people up. We were taught to push the envelope. We were taught to challenge people and to challenge ourselves. My mother and father taught me to give back to the community. I never knew what that meant, but that's the way they developed my mind. That's the way they developed my heart. And that's why when I came to Wisconsin and I got involved at the university, and let me tell you, I was just there yesterday because some of the same professionals that my opponent talks about invited me to come to speak because of the leadership and the courage that I've had on the school board. They've used that to bring me in as an expert, as a leader, to help them in navigating the issues that are being faced at the university or at a school system or a vocational technical school system. One of the people that I always looked up to was to my mother and my father. And my father always said, have high expectations for yourself and treat people the way you would want to be treated yourself. I know some of you know that as the golden rule. The golden rule. That's what it is. Again, my father never said this was the golden rule. This is what he taught me. But I have two nieces, and I have five nephews. They don't live here. They live in San Antonio, and they live in Alabama. And those are the people that I talk to now, because recently my mother passed away. And my mother was my mentor. My mother was my guidance. My mother was my star and shining light. But she passed away, and I have to accept that and move on. But it's my nieces and nephews now that I consult with quite a bit. As a matter of fact, they're the ones who picked the color of my signs, because they said, Uncle Juan, you have to be cool. You just can't be boring. And, you know, I tried to do that. Well, when I got on the school board.
Do they think you're pretty? Or no, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
Let me tell you, I don't look any prettier than them. That's
okay,
for sure.
Sorry, Juan.
I've never been called pretty, but that's a first. I got on the school board, and I came in as a change agent. I came in as a person challenging the status quo, and I continue to do so because as a minority male, and a Chicano, it's important that young people of all racial backgrounds, of all sexual backgrounds and gender backgrounds do well. When our students do well, then everybody prospers. Everybody prospers. When the school districts in Dane County or in Madison do well, then that city or that town or that village prospers as well, economically, pride, and so forth. What are the things that I focus on, and what will I focus on next? Well, one of the things that I focused on was setting expectations. When I got to the school district, they didn't have expectations. They did not have clear expectations for some of our kids. I, along with other school board members, said we need to look at setting standards for reading, for math, and for attendance. Those weren't even in place when I got there. Those things occurred. When we looked again at the minority student achievement gap, we just didn't talk about process and about planning. We took it head on. We took it head on. And we worked with United Way, with WISC-TV, and the State Journal, and took it on head on. And I'm proud to say that the results, not the speeches, not the literature, not all these other things, the results are clear that the gap has narrowed. But we're not satisfied there. I want to do in this next time is to focus on 5th grade reading, 7th grade reading, 9th grade reading, to make sure that we're retaining the reading levels that our kids need to succeed academically. Now, the other one that we always talk about also is the budget. And everybody, you know, I've been involved with budgets as the director of the Boys and Girls Club. I've been involved with budgets with Briar Patch. I know some of my colleagues are here from other nonprofits where we've gone before the city, the county, United Way, and other agencies. And everybody says, what can you do different with a budget situation? Well, look at the cards that we have. And the university has it, MATC has it, and other nonprofits. We are in a crisis as far as budgets are concerned. But who is the one that it's affecting the most? Children. And I will continue to, when I push the envelope, when I challenge, when I make changes, I will make sure that our budget is focused on children. Now, a lot of times people say, well, Juan, of course the majority of your budget is for personnel. Well, of course it is, because that's the labor-intensive type of issues that we need for our children in the schools. So I will continue to focus in making sure that we provide training, that we have a diverse staff. And let me tell you, if I haven't challenged the status quo, if I haven't pushed the envelope, then I don't know who has. But let me tell you, when I first got on the school board, we had a little over 130 minority employees at the school district. We have over 525 now, over 525. We looked at the process, we looked at what plans of actions to take, and we made those changes. Are we satisfied? Am I happy with everything that we have as far as administrators, as far as clerical, as far as teachers, as far as education assistants? No, but I will continue to be aggressive in making sure that we change that, because people of color, and we're talking about this, people of color are important role models to everybody, not just to minority kids, but to everybody. And I'll focus on the last one that I think is very important, and I know we'll talk about it at the very end, John, that I'm very proud of. Again, I'm a change agent, folks, and I will continue to push that. We were the first school district in America, not in Madison, not in the county, not in the state, to provide domestic partner insurance. And let me tell you why I'm proud of that, because Latinos in this country are the most uninsured and underinsured in this country. So when people blasted me because I took a position to make sure that we provided domestic partner, don't tell me that, because my people are suffering because they don't have insurance. So it was a right, not a privilege. That I'm very proud of. We will challenge that because, again, I want to make sure that we are equitable as far as gender and sexual orientation, equity in the district, to make sure that we continue to provide the position that we have, and it's Bonnie Augusta is her name, who is our gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered support teacher, but making sure that our students are involved in the, let the students be together with parents and teachers in looking at curriculum and what's best for them. I will focus on that. And the last thing that I'll stop there, John, I know you're going to tell me to stop, is safety. I mean, safety is the biggest issue. And I know one of our principals is here from Lincoln Elementary School. And we know that the safety is an issue. Safety is a very big issue. And let me tell you why that's very important, because if our kids are not safe in the classroom, in the hallway, going home, or getting to school, then they're not going to be ready to learn. I'm going to focus on safety issues. I'm going to continue to support the police officers in our schools, even if as a deterrent and an educational thing, if nothing else. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Again, that was Juan Jose Lopez. He's the incumbent.